Thank you for calling Local Smash. This is Ia. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to need to cancel my Local Splash agreement and payment program. I am moving to another state, and I am going to start driving a truck, and I'm going to be closing down my business.
Oh,
so how do I go about that?
Well, I can definitely assist you with your request. Let me just go ahead and pull up the account so we can go through the process. Can I have your first name, please?
Jeff, J-E-F-F.
Okay, thank you so much, Jeff. Give me just one moment, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, thank you, got it pulled up. This is for Handy Mac Services. And just to recap again, Jeff, you mentioned that you're pretty much going to be closing the business as you'll be moving to another state and do a different kind of work, different kind of business, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be a truck driver. I may still make some tables, but so far, I have not had one lead. I've not had one job. I come from the website. I guess my business is such that people they don't search for me online as much as they would find me at a store or a home show or something like that. So I've wasted a lot of money on it, but you know, it was my fault to begin with. I should not have signed up in the first place, but I did. The person who talked to me was very persuasive and guaranteed me I'd have lots of business from it, and even though I told her that I thought she was wrong, she still convinced me to make the step. So I've spent, I don't know, $700 or $800 on nothing. So
sorry to hear that.
But with money the way it is, times as tight as they are, I'm forced to move out of California and to a state where I can afford to survive. And so anyway, I need to get this thing stopped from automatic withdrawal immediately, and then. As far as the website goes that you guys have put together for me, I know it just became live recently, and I know you're going to tell me to, you know, be patient and wait, but I just don't sell anything. I don't sell things online. People just, they're not going to buy a table unless they can see it. So anyway.
Well, I completely understand. I know. Yeah, California can be very expensive too. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to the services rendered in here, Jeffrey, as far as I can see, we were able to reach the top page of Google as promised. So we're currently on, I think, number 2 or number 1 on the first page, which is actually great. I think what we're just lacking is actually reviews. But again, at the end of the day, you're looking into moving. When are you planning to move? Is it going to be this month?
Yeah, I'm moving out November 1st, I'm in the process of closing my shop down and selling some of the products and materials. So it's happening right away. I need to have that $150 monthly deduction stopped because I need the money going forward. So if we can make that happen today, and then I don't know what other issues have to be dealt with, but I'm wanting to.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely not an issue, actually, as long as you provide us a notice ahead, and which is plenty days of notice that you provided us. There's going to be no issue with that, Jeffrey, of course. We can make this process as smooth as possible. That's why we just have wanted to have some few details and have a conversation on what's going on. But of course, in this situation of yours, since custom woodworking is pretty much going to be moved or probably going to be a part-time for you, right? And you will be truck driver pretty much full-time?
I'm taking a job as a truck driver. The only things I'll do would be to, I currently have 15 or 20 of my tables made, so I will just be selling those off. I might go to a home show or something like that and try and get rid of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good transition. Anyway, I need you to help me take care of the financial part of it.
Definitely, I can help you with that. But also just want to ask, Jeffrey, as you have mentioned, you're pretty much kind of maybe working with woodworking when moving. So I'm just wondering if you wanted to at least keep that website active and we can just update the address, if in any case, so at least people in the new area would still be able to find your information. Just if in any case, you do have the option to keep that website active for $29 a month.
What do you mean by $29 more? On top of the $150?
No. So $149 is currently your, billing, right? That is for the local SEO package. But if in any case you wanted to keep that website active, we will lower down the cost for $29. But that is just exclusive for the website optimization.
So I could keep the website for $29 a month?
Yes.
And that would that then allow me to potentially add things to it through you, or would I have to do all of that?
Well, you still have access to the dashboard where you can edit the website, upload photos in there, update the description, and you can still call us if in any case you wanted to make a huge change, especially with keywords or let's say the address or the new location that you'll be in. So you can still be able to do that. Your account will remain considered as active because you still have that website active with us.
So if I just said yes to that, then you would change the $149 monthly withdrawal to $29?
Correct. Your billing is not until October 24th, so we can still use the whole month in here for the $149 that you have paid for, and effective October 24th, your package will just automatically change to the website hosting only. And let's say you already have the new information of your new location, we can still help you update your Google Business Profile and change the targeted areas along with the map section on your website.
Okay. That actually sounds pretty good because the transition to what I'm going to be doing won't happen until early next year, and it would probably make sense for me to carry my website over there and, like you said, take the new zip codes or whatever we decide to do and put them in the new location. All right. Once I know where I'm going to land, I'm pretty sure I'm going to land in Nampa, Idaho, which is 833686. So that's where I'm pretty certain I'm going to end up. Once I'm sure of that, I can call or email you and you guys and then have that website changed.
Yes, most definitely. So again, you can still request for information change. You can still upload photos. So if in any case, let's just say within this month or any day, as long as your account is still active, whether that's still hosting, we can still make changes to that. So you can either give us a call or send us an email requesting for the change.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I would agree to that. So if you can make sure on October 20, whatever it is, that it changes 24th. To $29. I would be willing to make that move.
Okay, no problem. So here's what I'm going to do, Jeffrey. For now, we will still run the same package that you have in here since you already paid for that, right? But again,
right.
October 24th, it will be automatically $29, and I'll just send you a copy of your invoice just for you to be assured that we only charge you $29 and you have a copy of that, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you explaining that to me. I don't know the computer world very much. I thought a website might, you know, make sense for me, but unfortunately I haven't gotten any, you know, success from it here. But that doesn't mean that that website is a bad idea. You know, I can still use my QR code on the back of my card, which I had printed, you know, to advise people or to show people, you know, or to bring people to my website quickly. So, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go ahead and say yes to that. So, do I have to do anything else, or are you going to just send me a verification email?
Well, I'll just go ahead and send you that invoice once the payment goes through. So the system
okay.
will automatically tell you that your package is 29. But, yeah, nothing for you to do anything else, Jeffrey. But if you want
okay.
to update some photos or any information,
okay.
just let us know. But, yeah, effective 24th, you'll only be charged for $29, okay?
Yeah, I think I'll take pictures of everything I have for sale now. And then
oh,
the website,
good idea.
It's getting gears a little bit. On my website, is there a place for me to have a page that says, you know, these things are for sale and show pictures and prices on the new website? I've looked at it, but I didn't see a place where, you know, items for sale.
We may actually have to create another section for that, Jeffrey. So here, prepare the photos that for sale, and I'll request a revision team to create a section where we highlight the for sale, or probably we can create another page for the for sale of your items. If you can also probably add the prices, that would be great as well.
So should I, is that going to cost me anything extra?
Oh, no. There's no extra charge for that.
Okay. All right. No, I'm going to start taking pictures this week, and then by the end of the week I'll have something sent over to the local Splash website that I have on my phone. And then as of the 24th of October, we're down to $29.
Exactly.
I want to thank you for explaining that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so, just looking forward for that photos. Just email it to us, the photos for sale. If you want to include the prices or not, that's okay as well, okay?
Yeah, no, I have to do that. All right, sweetie.
Alrighty.
What is your name?
Thank you, Jeff. My name is E. Just the letter E.
E. Okay,
yes.
Just the letter E. I like it, and I'm Matt. All right. So,
oh, thank you, Matt.
Right.
Thank you as well. Have a good day.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye.